Hello again. So today I'd love to share with you a few thoughts on working with people and kind of creating your creative family, your kind of people, right, that you'll be in synchronicity with, and you know, that there will be this amazing exchange and amazing connection with everyone you work with, because you all see things similarly and you are really, you know, kind of in full cohesiveness towards what you are trying to create. So this is a very important component in, you know, creating something. And I went through quite a lot of iterations on that, if we can say so. I mean, I was always very lucky to work with great people, and I still work with some for, you know, more than 15 years. So super excited about that. Of course, there were ups and downs in that process, but, you know, we're still rolling. So, you know, kind of finding your people is important for kind of your own sanity, right? But it's especially important for the idea that you want to bring out. The kind of people that will join your project, your idea, you know, come with a certain energy. Come with a certain values and with a certain ways of working. And you need to make sure that you are always with the people with whom the energy multiplies, right? The creative energy multiplies, and not with people that you need to be always pulling up. Because if that's the situation, you cannot move forward. You cannot delegate. You cannot trust, right? That this person will do his or her best, and therefore it frees up time for you to do other things, which is super important, right? Like, we are not there to bring in people that we will micromanage and always need to make sure, being behind their back, seeing if they do things. Like, that kind of way of working works for some people, at least, you know, but it doesn't work for me. Like, I'm not a micromanager at all. I don't like doing that. I don't like when somebody is behind my back. I need freedom to operate, and I need to feel that I'm trusted, you know, that I'll figure things out. And when I do feel like that's what I can get, then I can be at my max, right? So that's exactly how I work with people. Of course, there's always needs to be oversight, you know, that things are being done in the way the idea should move. But everyone should be given his or her space to do, you know, her thing or his thing, and, you know, dance their dance. And you are more like, the conductor in the orchestra, or, you know, a DJ that gives a tune, and then, you know, everyone is expressing themselves, and the totality is created when you merge everyone, right, together in the best way. But it's super important for kind of the magic to happen and for this energy to multiply, as I already mentioned. You need to bring in people that are in full synchronicity with the idea, that they love the idea, what you're creating. They believe in it. And, you know, it excites them. It's not sort of some kind of a drag, or, oh, like, you know, I'm just going to get a job and, you know, and all that. Like, there has to be also an opportunity for them to learn something, right? There has to be this exchange, right? So they're enriching their life, and, you know, you are also enriching the idea, and you know, that's how the exchange is happening. And if you don't feel that there is this dance, if you don't feel that you can praise the gear more when somebody joins the team, cut it, you know, like it's gonna be a waste of time for everyone. You're not gonna create what you want. The person will also feel like they're not sure what's happening. You know, when you feel it's kind of one step forward, two step back, that kind of dynamics, you know, that's like you get stuck in the woods, you know, in the sort of wetland and you cannot get out. Like, that's the situation you don't want to be in. So be careful of who you get on board, because it can either flourish or it can drown. So you surely want people with whom you resonate, who are alignment with your idea, who have the complementary skills and not the skills you already have. Like, you don't need the same, you know, few people doing the same thing. You need a team. You need, a support kind of circle, right? That will harmonically function towards moving the idea out into the world. So be careful who you pick. Check why people are doing what they're doing. Like, I think the intentions behind are super important, because you'll see, you know, when the hard time hits, you like these things come out very nicely and you can see why people are there, you know. So if you want long-term collaborations, if you want, kind of true connections, and if you really are here to create a family, pick people as if, you know, you are creating kind of your creative family. That's probably the best barometer. That's at least how I work. And it works, you know. So... of course, make sure that, you know, people, like, you have the right expectations, that people are coming in with full clarity of what they can expect from you. So there is no disappointment. Like, you know, I advocate full transparency and honesty. So there is no confusion and you're not letting people down. Like, it's very important, right? Trust needs to be there, and you need to feel like you can count on these people, right? Of course, things happen, you know, nothing lasts forever, but you can also navigate out of the dips, you know, if there is that alignment on the value side, on the idea side. You'll see that, you know, even those dip moments can be lived through. So that's what I will wish for you. I think every idea needs a support system, needs pillars on which we build. And the people that you kind of have around you are one of the most important helpers. So treat them well, pick the right people, and I wish you all the best when moving forward.